This is Cameron Smith. Joining me in the studio is Mark Hinsley for this week's Tree Talk. We've been talking about ancient landmarks, historical trees, and how they're protected. Just talking of history for a second, and something that fascinates me is the fact that churchyards are renowned for yew trees, but I have no idea. Why were the yews ever put in a churchyard?
They were there, Cameron, to keep the dead dead.
Right. Expand.
Yeah, well, it really goes back to the Celts and the early times when the yew was the guardian of the underworld. They would often be planted by springs, which were gateways to the underworld. So people would pass through the spring to the underworld, and the yew would stop them coming back.
Goodness me. So it's to keep the dead dead.
Keep the dead dead, yeah. And later in the within Christianity, they were... they were still used for that purpose, to stop the devil and the demons using raising bodies and using them, inhabiting them to walk the earth. The monk Elfric, who was writing at Cerne Abbas around the last millennium, was warning about this from the, in that time, the pagan burial grounds, like Knowlton, the Hundred Court there, where the yews are there to keep the dead under the ground so the devil couldn't use them.
Fascinating. So are they still planted in churchyards today or not?
The peak of yew tree planting in Dorset, which was the area I studied for my dissertation for the degree, was actually in the mid-1700s. And the yew tree planting has declined since then because the people have lost the superstitions, and really they're just looking for something visual, which is something large and green. And the yew has been replaced by a lot by the West Coast America conifers like Lawson cypress and Western red cedars, which you now... see in churchyards. So churchyard tree planting didn't decline, but the use of the English yew did.
So what is the oldest yew that you've come across?
Well, I think the one at Tisbury is probably the oldest one. I mean, claims are made for that, sort of 3,000 to 4,000 years old. I don't know about that. You know, how do you tell? The one that up in Woolland, I think, is probably, could well be 2,000 and could actually go back to the time when that was the hill forts were in use.
Fascinating. And what about other countries? Do yew trees come sort of under the same superstition or not?
They sort of, to an extent. I mean, there aren't that many countries that actually venerate trees quite the way we do. But in ancient Greece, in the sort of in the years BC, the yew tree there was also the guardian of the underworld, and linked to the god Hecate. Whether that belief came across Europe or whether it was already here, we don't know.
Talking Trees with Mark Hinsley. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, Mark.